1. A proposal for immigration reform. We write this book to add our voices to the call for systemic immigration reform. First and foremost, we want to draw attention to the urgency of the need for such reform. Americans often view the immigration debate in one-dimensional terms, either immigration as a matter of social justice or immigration, especially illegal immigration, as a scourge. That contributes to the intense divisiveness surrounding immigration as an issue, which at times makes it a third rail in American politics. Politicians on both sides of the partisan divide duck for cover rather than confront an issue whose resolution is vital to our nation's future. The issue is indeed urgent. Immigration is a major driver of the American economy, an answer to tremendous demographic challenges, and a remedy for an inadequate K-12 educational system. At the same time, immigration that takes place outside the bounds of law weakens our institutions and threatens legal immigration. We believe that our nation's immigration policy is a disaster, but one that can be successfully fixed through a combination of political leadership, bipartisan consensus, and, as with most difficult issues facing our nation, recourse to basic American values. When immigration policy is working right, it's like a hydroelectric dam, a sturdy wall whose valves allow torrents of water to pour through, creating massive amounts of dynamic energy. The reservoir that supplies the power is full and constantly replenishing. The valves can be adjusted against the wall of water on the outside, easing the pressure or holding it back as necessary, but always allowing ample flow to meet the nation's energy needs. But today, the dam is decrepit and crudely cemented over, with constant leaks that have to be patched. Its flow has been altered so many times that the dam's structure has lost all integrity. Its valves are clogged. Its spigot is broken. Its energy generation is sporadic and unreliable. Water comes over the dam and through its cracks, and every effort to stanch the flow creates new fissures. Worst of all, the reservoir behind the dam, on which the nation's